Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Clarity First. You know that feeling when everything feels like it's moving a million miles an hour? Like you're constantly trying to keep up with the latest trends, the newest gadgets, the ever-shifting landscape of, well, life. I get it. We live in a world obsessed with progress, always pushing forward, leaving yesterday in the dust. But what happens when that constant change starts to feel overwhelming? What happens when we lose sight of who we are amidst all the chaos? Today, we're diving into something truly essential: embracing change and adaptability in this crazy, fast-paced world. Because let's be real, resistance is futile. The only thing constant is change, right? So how do we not just survive it, but thrive in it? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep you grounded amidst the whirlwind. First, accept that change is inevitable. It's like trying to stop a wave just gonna crash against the shore eventually. The sooner you accept this fact, the easier it becomes to navigate those twists and turns life throws your way. Think about it. Every major advancement, every breakthrough, every incredible moment of human history was born from change. Embracing it allows you to be part of that evolution, rather than feeling like a casualty. Second, focus on what you can control. You can't control everything around you: the economy, politics, weather patterns, even your neighbor's annoyingly loud lawnmower. But you can control your reactions, your mindset, and your actions. Choose to be proactive, not reactive. When things get shaky, ask yourself, what can I do right now to move forward? Third, cultivate flexibility. Think of it like a tree in the wind that bends with the force, but doesn't break. Being adaptable means being open to new possibilities, willing to adjust your course when necessary, and remembering that there's rarely just one path to success. Ever feel like you've hit a wall? Stepping back, reevaluating your approach, and trying something different can be incredibly liberating. Fourth, develop resilience. This isn't about being tough or stoic, it's about bouncing back from setbacks. Life throws curveballs, that's just part of the game. What matters is how you respond. Learn from your mistakes, pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and keep moving forward. Remember, every challenge you overcome builds strength and wisdom. You're stronger than you think. And finally, remember to prioritize self-care. In the midst of all this change, it's easy to lose sight of our own needs. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul, whether it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, spending time with loved ones, or simply indulging in a long hot bath. You can't pour from an empty cup, folks. Let me tell you about a time when I had to really lean into this adaptability stuff. Back in college, I was set on becoming a journalist, writing for the big-time magazines and newspapers. Picture it. Dylan Brooks, front page of the New York Times. But then, boom, the entire media landscape shifted with the rise of online platforms. Suddenly, print journalism wasn't as glamorous as it used to be. My carefully laid plans went out the window. It was a tough pill to swallow, trust me. I felt lost, confused, even a little angry. But instead of getting stuck in that rut, I decided to adapt. I started learning about digital marketing, content creation, and online storytelling. And guess what? It turned out to be an incredible journey. I discovered a passion for podcasting, something I never even considered before, and here I am, talking to you every day about things that matter. The point is, change can be scary, but it can also be incredibly liberating. When we embrace it with open arms, instead of fighting it tooth and nail, we open ourselves up to new possibilities, new experiences, and ultimately, a more fulfilling life. So, remember these key takeaways. Accept change, focus on what you can control, be flexible, build resilience, and always prioritize self-care. Now go out there and make some magic happen. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Leave us a review. Your feedback means the world to me, and join the conversation on social media. We're in this together, folks. See you tomorrow for another dose of Clarity First.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.